Once again, thanks for listening. The last hour and a half you've been listening to me, James Poole, with The Sound Revolution. See you on Medium Wave, eh?
In Lancaster. On the M6. In Morecambe. On campus. This is 87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM has now entered its last hour of broadcasting, and over the next hour we'll be looking at the people who've made 87.7 possible for the last month. First of all, we must thank our friends at Independent Radio News in London for providing you with a national and international news service that's second to none. We've kept you in touch with the news every hour, on the hour. And we mustn't forget our friends at Kenneth Gardeners, who've made it possible to bring you the news every single hour of the day.
The national news was brought to you in association with Kenneth Gardener.
Our local news service has also been fully comprehensive, brought to you in association with the Lancaster Guardian.
Bailrig FM, local news. This is 87.7 Bailrig FM. Bailrig FM, Weather Watch.
But our information service doesn't stop there. Every single hour of the day, we've been keeping you in touch with the weather forecast. Whether or not it's sunny, rainy, windy or snowy, Bailrig FM has been there, providing you with a fully comprehensive outlook of the coming day's weather.
The weather 24 hours a day. This is Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM Travel.
And thanks to our friends at Ribble Buses, we've also been able to bring you a fully comprehensive travel service, making you avoid the queues on your way home. Bailrig FM really does have the most complete travel, weather and news information service anywhere on your dial. Our top team work round the clock to make sure you're up to date with what's happening around the world and around the area. Our information service has involved a lot of people and we thank them all very greatly. Kenneth Gardeners, Independent Radio News, Ribble Buses and the Lancaster Guardian. Without them, Bailrig FM's information service would not have been up to scratch.
In 1996, the top end of the FM waveband 105 through to 108 will be available for radio broadcasting. If you'd like to see a local station like Bailrig FM there, why not write to the radio authority? Their address is coming up in a couple of moments.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, Bailrig FM 87.7, enough respect, level vibes, Harry.
Hi, Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys here.
And I'm Chris Lowe.
Make sure you listen to nothing at all but Bailrig FM. It's your station for the North West.
We wouldn't normally do this kind of jingle.
Bailrig FM, through the night.
Over the last 28 days, Bellrig FM has been broadcasting around the clock, 24 hours a day.
Bellrig FM, in the morning.
In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening and through the night, keeping you company all day, every day.
Bellrig FM, in the afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bellrig FM. Just how low can you go?
Here's that Radio Authority address. Holbrook House, 14 Great Queen Street, Holborn, London, WC2B5DG. That's Holbrook House, 14 Great Queen Street, Holborn, London, WC2B5DG.
News, weather and travel.
Hello, my name's James Poole. For the last 4 weeks, I've been head of music here at Bellrig FM, so I'd like to apologise for imposing my own musical taste on everyone for the start. Secondly, I'd like to say thank you to a lot of people from a lot of record companies and people who've contributed to the station in interviews, because I feel that they've added a bit of variety, especially the people from record companies who've been sending products to the station, because without their help, there would have been nowhere near as much music played. So I'd like to thank Robbie McIntosh from Sony, because Sony have just been a really good company to deal with. James from Acid Jazz, Geraldine from Boogie Back, all the members of the Mendes Report, Chris Beals, Barry K. Sharp for the interview, as Mick Talbot as well for the interview, as well as Max Beasley, Robin at A Certain Ratio in Manchester, Hugh Brooker of the Night Trains and the Humble Souls, Chris White from Mother Earth, Ben from Corddry, Luke from The Emperor's New Clothes, Eddie Piller, the guru of acid jazz, Jasper Burnham at Chrysalis Records, Juliet Roberts, who was interviewed by Louis Barth, Steve Osborne at Eleanor Promotions, who set up the Sway interview, Bob Stanley from St. Etienne, Bob Workman from Island Records, who sent a lot of promotional material, as did Ola Lee from Virgin, and finally the Sultans of Ping, who were interviewed by Rob Ashton. And thanks also to Adam Gillibrand for the top record storage person of the term.
87.7 Bellrig FM.
Here are some highlights from the last month of broadcasting on Bellrig FM 87.7.
Welcome to Ghost Watch, where today I found out that this station is apparently haunted. Steve Wright's producer, Mick Vilkovich, saw a presence in this station, and I didn't know about this, and previously on my nighttime shows, 4 till 7, I've spotted things out the corner of my eye, and I've actually mentioned it on air. So what I've done now is I've set up the tape machine to start recording. So if anybody finds me in the morning completely dead, they'll hopefully have a taped record of what exactly happened to me, because I'll switch on the microphone the moment anything paranormal happens. If things have been moving about in your room tonight, that's probably because I'm putting out a subconscious message that means that all ghostial activity will happen tonight at about 5:15. I want everybody out there to just think ghost at the end of this song, and we'll see what happens, shall we? Shara Nelson, who was nominated for a Brit. That's Uptight, and that's how I feel this time in the morning. 5:15 exactly. Oh, again, shivers have just gone up my spine. Oh, God. I've just heard a scream. I'm not joking here. Give me a ring, 3902, please. I'm sitting here, I am very scared. I don't know why. I've had shivers going up and down my spines. I've heard things. And all because Paul Dale mentioned that Mika Vilkovich had seen something one night.
You can walk my path. You can walk.
D-Ream, things can only get better. I'm not going to leave this studio until 7 o'clock.
Bellrig FM, through the night.
Yeah, yeah, what do you want? Yeah, hey, I make your mother scream like a virgin. All I want are three of your women. I'm happy. Yeah? Okay.
Listen, I bought this...
We're a reputable airline.
We
fly the best people. We fly Buddy Holly, Jim Reeves, Glenn Miller. You got a problem? Come to us. Yeah, go on. What?
I bought this ticket, and I've been told it's not valid. I would do.
Hey, where'd the ticket say you gotta go?
The ticket says I'm going to Paris.
Hey, go to Paris then. Don't waste my time.
Hey, but your ticket office says I can't go.
Hey, just tell him Big Nigel sent you.
Big Nigel?
Big Nigel, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Nigel, number 13A. Oh, no. Change my address now. It's, I just gotta check my new driving license. 25.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I don't need all this information. Can you just please get on to someone at the ticket office to say that Big Nigel says it's...
Street, yeah? Dr. Road or whatever, something like that. Hey, some nice guy, he said, he got cheap house for you. I move in, and I think, hey, garden being done over. Alan Titchmarsh there, he got knife, he got shovel, he dig up garden, he turn it over. Hey, I reckon I can grow things in that garden. Hey, the fertilizer's great. There's great mounds of it down at the end. It's really amazing.
Please, listen, I don't want to know about your fertilizer. I just want to get to Paris. Can you please...
Hey, you
want
to go to Paris? See the pretty girls, yeah? Hey?
Yeah, okay. Can you put me...
Down the Moulin Rouge. Hey, I know your type.
Can you put me onto someone who can help
Weekend
me?
Weekend sex god, yeah?
Big Nigel, can you put me onto someone...
No, I'm not Big Nigel. I am Ronaldo.
You just told me you were Big Nigel!
I just said, use that. That is my code name.
Oh, okay. Can I please speak to someone who can help me and who's not a moron?
I'm not a moron. I have a degree. In home economics.
Okay. Excellent.
So don't you give me that. I have a degree in home economics from Trevisly University, former Polytechnic of Estonia in Russia. But hey, that doesn't matter.
You sound very Southeast Asian for someone who comes from Russia.
Hey, I got around. You got a problem with that?
No, I have got no problem with you. I've got no problem with you personally, but your company stinks. Please, can I get...
My father moved to Russia. He was exporting camels.
Please, can you just get me...
Hey, white scum, you messing around with me. You get on my plane, I blow you up. Terrorism in reverse. Thank you, good day.
Bailrig FM, in the evening.
I'm going to sit here and pick my words very, very carefully on this, because it is considered in some circles rather unprofessional to sit on the radio and have a go at the people who run the place that you're actually working for. So I don't want that to be interpreted as this. I feel, though, that you, the listeners of Bailrig FM, are owed an apology.
Then we take Berlin.
And I'd like to make that apology on behalf of a number of people, because you are being prevented from listening to something, which I think is very, very sad indeed. The issue is the new single, which you've probably heard played many, many times on this station by Beck, called Loser. We've played it a number of times. Brilliant single. There is also a track on the CD, number 4, MTV Makes Me Want to Smoke Crack, which, as you can probably imagine, is liable to cause a few problems. It is a slightly dodgy record. It's also a very, very funny record, which I think, you know... Okay, we shouldn't play it during the day if it's going to go advocating smoking crack, which I don't think it is, but you could interpret it like that. It's surely suitable to be played at night. Certain people don't think so. And what has been imposed here on us is what amounts to an outright ban, saying, no, do not play this record at all. And to prove the point, the record has been rendered unplayable. Now, I think that is a very, very great shame. Not a shame in the sense that people are acting in that way, but a shame in that you are prevented from listening to it. It amounts, as far as I'm concerned, to a complete restriction of artistry and censorship, and it offends a very, very great principle of mine. And to prove how ludicrous this decision is, really, here are two records that were banned from the radio in their day, but we now play without any question whatsoever. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax, George Michael, I Want Your Sex. Both of them records unplayable in their day. Now we play them all over the place without any hesitation whatsoever and look back on the people that banned it as being rather silly. So I think we're going to look very, very silly in a few years' time for refusing to play MTV Makes Me Want to Smoke Crack. But there you go, the decision's made, and I'm sorry you're not allowed to hear it. This is Bailrig FM 87.7.
Bailrig FM.
You got an interesting dress sense when you do gig. I've seen you twice, as I said. It's been quite different both times.
How interested are you in our dress?
Oh, very, very interested. I'm very, very excited myself. But no, it was just, where do you get your clothes from? I mean, you know.
Well, I suppose the easiest answer would be the top fashion houses.
Oh, absolutely,
in Paris.
Yeah.
Paris and Milan. I think Milan in 94 is really where it's going to happen.
Yeah, that would be the easy answer, but it would also be a lie.
It would be a lie, yeah. We'd probably get them from the cheapest second-hand stores in Soho.
You've also got a very deep and husky voice for 20. It might just be the accent, you know.
Come here, is there any chance of meeting you? Actually, this sounds like a relationship made in heaven.
Sorry?
This sounds like a relationship.
It would be, wouldn't it? I think so, yeah. We'll have to get a date set up somewhere. I mean, like, next time you're gigging in Lancaster, you can take me out for lunch or something.
Okay. Okay. The deal.
24 hours a day from Lancaster University. This is Bill Rig FM.
The Acid Jazz Weekender on Bale Rig FM, with support from Acid Jazz.
Actually, I'm just going to ask you another bizarre question here.
Right.
On the Grow Your Own EP, your downer's being credited for drums and Monk. What's all that about?
It's just one of those stupid band in-jokes, but nothing to worry about, really. I just cannot explain it. It's just one of those words we all sort of say when, you know, with the new one, our new word is briefcase, and that, you know, it's just one of those stupid things.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything at all.
You were on the Word a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and afterwards you were described as the best band in England. What's your reaction to that?
Well, that's Craig, isn't it? One of the best bands working out of England. Well, he's a really nice bloke, Craig. I think we're going to be doing some backing tracks for him on his new album.
Yeah.
Because he's just been signed up by Acid Jazz as well. So, he's like a number one fan. He's been into us for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it was just really, we were quite surprised actually that he actually said that. You know, we didn't. That it was not premeditated or anything. It was total shock. You know.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. I don't know about the best band working out of England, I mean, you know, but perhaps to him we are.
So this is Mother Earth then, the best band currently working out of England. This is Gimme the Next Single. This is Jesse. You're listening to 87.7 Bale Rig FM. It's just about 13 minutes to 11.
The What's On Guide from Bale Rig FM.
Good evening, I'm Bob Rowe. Bob Rowe, 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 Bro, bro, Bob Row, 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 Bob
Row. 87.7. How low can you go?
You're listening to the highlights of 87.7 Bale Rig FM. That was the Rob Rowe song, one of our most popular requests. So far, you've also heard Cameron Patterson with his Ghost Watch, Andy and Louis on the Journey to Paris, James Masterton complained about the management, Rob Ashton spoke to Sultans of Ping, and James Ball spoke with Chris White from Mother Earth. One of our most popular requests on the request show 11 until 2 was this from Blur. It's Girls and Boys on 87.7 Bale Rig FM.
boys, who like boys, who be girls, who do boys, like their girls, who do girls, like their boys. Oh, I should be someone you
I'm Ian Martin, Chief Engineer here at Bailrig FM. I'd like to thank the following people for making the last 4 weeks possible. First of all, the Buildings Department at University House for their help in us getting the aerial on the roof. Lancaster Museum for the help on the outside broadcast on the first day. The Media Services Unit for their help when we really needed a change in our aerial and improving the reception. And sorry for messing up your TV. And lastly, Paul Molyneux of the Engineering Department for lining up our transmitter.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, Bailrig FM 87.7, enough respect level vibes, Harry.
Coming up, yet more highlights from Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM. Lunchtime.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Garden of Earthly Delights from 87.7 Bailrig FM. Every weekday lunchtime between 1 and 3, you're in the Garden of Earthly Delights. Coming up for you then in the next 2 hours, we have the local news. National news is brought to you every hour on the hour from IRN. Local news of the queues is to follow, as well as the Weather Watch and the What's On File. Competitions include the joke competition, call now 0524 593902. Following shortly, we also have the lyric game and in our second hour, the Hits and Headlines competition. Music-wise, we have a double play coming up, two songs by the same artist. Very shortly, we have Connect 3, three songs with a theme in common. We also have the birthday slot if it's your birthday today, call us, and the comedy slot. It's 87.7 Balerig FM, and the Garden of Earthly Delights with you through until 3 o'clock while you munch your lunch. This then is Connect 3 today. I bet you can't guess the other two songs we're going to play. Call now if you can, 593902. This is Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love on 87.7 Balerig FM.
It's a curious thing.
Taking a quick look at the new chart now at 10, Like to Move It Reel to Reel featuring The Mad, 9, Let the Beat Control Your Body to Unlimited, and at 8, This is Morrissey.
You're tuned to Balerig FM 87.7.
Time right now, 4 minutes past 8 here on Balerig FM. Gonna do a slightly unusual thing right now. Gonna take two tracks featuring the same artist. The artist, John Bon Jovi. First off, Bon Jovi, the band. This is Wanted Dead or Alive on Balerig FM 87.7.
Brookside has long maintained the reputation for being at the cutting edge of British soap opera, never afraid to tackle the issues other shows will be scared to tread on. And not one of the a perfect example of this is the recent drug storyline involving Brookside's Jimmy Corkill and his descent into hell. With me today, I have Dean Sullivan, who plays Jimmy Corkill, and we'll be talking to him a little bit about this storyline. Dean, hello.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Jimmy's really done it this time, hasn't he?
Well, unfortunately, he's in a load of trouble at the moment. But just to go back to the point that you made in your introduction, you're right, Brookside has never been afraid to tackle serious issues that involve people in the wider community. And this is another example. The storyline I'm involved in at the moment is another example of us tackling an up-to-date issue, as it were, something that's very realistic. We're tackling it in a very realistic way. And basically, as you suggested, it is showing the progression, the downward progression, as it were, or the downward spiral into desolation for poor old Jimmy. Yes, he is in big trouble at the moment, but...
Balerig FM, in the afternoon. In Lancaster. On the M6. In Morecambe. On campus. This is 87.7 Balerig FM.
Live from Norwich, it's the quiz of the week. Oh, wrong link. Yep, and we've run out of our allotment. There's no more oil left, and so from midnight, we go back to gas-fired medium wave. If television is the drug of the nation, Balerig FM was the enema. We cleared the campus airwaves of DLT and people like that. My name is Louis Barth, but I'm thinking of changing it to something more bijou and handy to use in mixed company. At the moment, hairdressers and opticians the world over are going, he has a funny name, but we don't know why. And they get my life history and they think, who's this weirdo? But that's enough of that. Over the last 4 weeks on Word of Mouth, we've spoken to Matthew Kelly, who turned out to be not such a prune after all. He was actually a very intelligent, nice person. The Mission, who turned out to be typical rock stars. And Frank Zappa's sons, who turned out to be basically their father's sons. And with the regular team of Steve Borley and James Masterton, we analysed the news in detail, proving consistently able to find trivia in even the most serious topics. We also introduced avant-garde theatre to the airwaves with works such as The Man Who Became a Train, which was the world's first play constructed entirely of BBC sound effects. Got a few thank yous to do, because there are just so many people who've helped with the whole thing. I'd like to thank, first of all, Kevin Maxwell, son of Robert, for lending me his scale extric for such a long time, and also to Brian Kant for just being there. I'd like to thank Emily Lomax for services rendered, and Dave Boyle for services rendered to Emily Lomax. I'd like to thank Jimmy Connors for services to Bjorn Borg. I'd like to also thank Sir Terence Conran of Habitat for the shoe polish. Thanks, Terry. But when the whole thing blew up, I'd like to thank Corky the Cat from The Dandy for lending me his villa in Marbella. A great man, a great cat, and a little, in fact, concert pianist. But most importantly, I'd like to thank you, the listener. The thing is, this handwriting here is terrible. I'm about to say, and so ends a cavalcade of sun, sex, sand, and Beverly Craven jokes. Except in my handwriting, it looks more like Benny Green. Benny Green, Beverly Craven? Easily mistaken. Go to the student's bookshop and see which is which, I don't know. Anyway, a famous philosopher once wrote, "That was nice. Can we do it again?" And we dismantle now the Tower of Power at midnight. Thanks. Bye-bye. I will be back, I promise.
Here's another popular track on Bailrig FM, Tori Amos and Cornflake Girl.
Tori Amos, Cornflake Girl, one of the most requested songs here on 87.7 Bellrig FM. Well, we're well into our last hour now. Just 10 minutes of live chat before we go. And in the studio, there's Bob Rowe, Paul Dale, Belinda Holbrook, Andy Mitchell, Cameron Patterson, Steve Marple, Ian Martin, James Paul, Karen Brindley, James Malcolm, and myself, Andy Milburn, starting with Paul Dale, director. A few words about Bellrig FM?
Bellrig FM has been brilliant. And thanks to everyone who's listened. And I finish as director when that transmitter gets switched off. And I'm really choked up, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hello. Thank goodness he stopped speaking, that's all I can say.
Indeed. James, the next director, a few words about Bellrig FM.
I think that Jesse Green made it. Jesse Green, what an absolute god, that's all I can say.
Completely. Indeed. So, 87.7, Bellrig FM. Andy Mitchell, a few words.
Bellrig FM has been the sort of radio station that should be given more of an opportunity to be on the air 24 hours a day. Without doubt, this has been free radio in every sense of the word. And speaking as somebody who works in the independent local radio service as it is now, under the rules and guidelines of the Radio Authority, it is refreshing that the Radio Authority gives URB the opportunity to broadcast a station like this for a short period of time on these restricted service licenses that they now offer to every aspect of the community. Bellrig FM has been an opportunity for us all to prove to the university campus, to the city of Lancaster, and to South Cumbria and North Lancashire, how we can operate a radio station that is both professional, serves the community and targets its audience well, and has proved to be, day after day for the last 28 days, the kind of radio station that this university has deserved for so long.
And if people, of course, would like to see a station like this all the time, they can contact the Radio Authority, and the address of that will be coming up later, because someone's just about to go and find it. Oh, indeed.
I'd just like to say, James, I have thoroughly enjoyed and welcomed the opportunity to get involved, and I must extend my thanks to Karen, and to you, Andy, and to Paul Dale, the director of Bellrig FM, for giving me the opportunity to come back here. As I explained some weeks ago here on Bellrig FM, I used to be on URB many, many years ago. It's a homecoming for me. It's a fabulous reception. Thank you all very, very much for making me so welcome and at home. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
Karen Brindley, Assistant Director, a few words.
Well, what can I say? 3 years preparation, 3 years on Crackly Medium Wave, and now here we are, loud and proud and almost over on FM. It's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for everybody at the station for putting the work in. It's been very hard work, but it's all been worthwhile in the end. It's something we've all enjoyed, basically. If you want to tune in, though, we're back on Medium Wave next term, but don't worry, we'll be back. Hopefully November 1994, the beginning of next academic year, we will be back. Hopefully on 87.7, and hopefully providing you the best radio you could get around here.
Indeed. Now, you've got that Radio Authority address, Cameron. Quick.
Okay, if you want a radio station like this, write to the Radio Authority at Holbrook House, 14 Great Queen Street, Holborn, London, WC2B5DG. That's Holbrook House, 14 Great Queen Street, Holborn, London, WC2B5DG. FM.
Thank you very much. Now, we'll give that address out a little bit later on if you didn't catch it. Bit technical talk now with our three engineers here who've made the whole thing possible. It's a lot of work, but behind the scenes here, you may not, hopefully you haven't heard it, but there's been things breaking down and people moving studios halfway through programs and CD players breaking and machines just blowing up. How have you managed, Ian?
Well, it's been unbelievable. We made it only just the outside broadcast from town on the first day. We did it by the skin of our teeth. If you'd been there, we turned up an hour before, not having a clue how we were going to do it. We ended up with a radio taped to the side of a pillar and we're reflecting a signal off the Ashton Memorial.
Steve, our other technical bod here, a few words about the whole thing?
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone in the station. Everybody's pulled together, and without that, we wouldn't have done it.
And the engineer for next term, Cameron?
It's my job next time when we go on FM.
Hope I get the same cooperation for everybody in the station.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next term going even further.
On medium wave. Bellrig 963. James Malcolm will be the fortunate man as programme controller next term after I've resigned my lovely commission. James, looking forward to it?
No. But I would like to welcome you to Bellrig 963. We'll be broadcasting from the first week of next term on 963 kilohertz medium wave. Reception will pick up, we hope, and the programmes will continue to the same standard as they've been on FM with a similar format but reduced schedule.
Okay, so if anyone would like to get involved, you can give us a call now. 3902 is the extension number, and you can get involved in the radio. Who knows, next time we're on FM, you might be one of the presenters, and we'd love to encourage students on the university to get involved. The more of you, the better. Paul, a few words about new people.
Right, new people keep this place alive. New people will be on FM next year. New people are everything to us. New people will be DJing at the Empire. New people are the lifeblood of this place. New people keep the heart beating. Just join. If you feel remotely inspired by Bellrig FM or the Empire or Bellrig 963, please join, because it's fantastic. You'll get them. You'll get so much out of it, and we'll make your university.
James?
We definitely will.
Can I just say, as the next director, we need more people to get involved in the station. FM can't be done if we haven't got enough people. So basically, if you've got any interest whatsoever at any level, if you just come down and get involved, you don't have to necessarily go on air. Just anything will be like greeted. You know, we need any help we can get. And it's not just for FM. Bear that in mind for medium wave as well. We'll be working properly.
Karen?
That's right. You don't want to have to be a DJ to come down here. We have lots of other people. We've got an advertising department, which I'm taking over next term. So anybody wants to come and dig me out of a hole, they're more than welcome to come down and join. We've got publicity. We've got publicity if you want to come and do arty-farty stuff. We've got the news team. Anything you want to do, we'd probably do it here. We do most things, legal and illegal, of course. But we won't mention that too much.
Now, over the last month, Bellrig FM has proved that student radio is not anorak radio. We're not all standing here in our anoraks. We're not train spotters in our spare time. Apart from Louis. He's not here at the moment, so we're entitled to say that. Belinda, yeah. haven't spoken to you yet. Okay, we've made a good impression across campus, do you think? And do you think it will carry on medium wave next term?
I hope so, yes, because it's my third year and I didn't ever think FM would happen. I was one of those disbelievers. But here you are, you've all proved me wrong and it's been really great. And because we're on a campus, we can have a reception all over the campus if we work hard enough, techie team. And hopefully people can listen through the crackles and hear the station, which is their station, because we have proved that we provide something that a national station can't provide. And so people have to keep listening, because we're going to be here providing it for you.
Woo!
And of course, it's any type of music. And James, if there's anyone with specific music taste, whatever it is, could they be accommodated at Bellrig FM?
They can. There will be a request show, as there have been on FM. Bellrig 963 will have the request show from 11 till 1 in the morning. We also have specialist music programmes featured in the evening, including jazz, soul.
Yep.
What else is there?
There's talk of being a bit of a hip-hop type affair in there as well.
Good. Just bud in here, we've got less than a minute to go, and I think the man who's been the talk of Bellrig FM should say a few words. The man, the only man at Bellrig FM who's had a song written about him, Bob Rowe.
Hello.
Bob, just a few thoughts on FM. Have you enjoyed it?
I definitely have. Thanks all very much for actually letting me take part in this transmission.
And you were surprised about the song.
I definitely was. I didn't think anything could be made of something so trivial as good evening, I'm Bob Rowan.
Yay! Yeah!
Quickly, Cameron, before we
have an a cappella version, Bob?
Thank you all very much if you've been listening. There's just a few minutes left and it's all recorded, unfortunately. Everyone in the studio, one quick bye-bye.
Bye!
The most requested artist of Bellrig FM 87.7's time on air was Queen.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Baba just killed a man, put a gun trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again,
will you do the bandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
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 Galileo Figaro!
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah! No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Never let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Out.
This is Queen, the most requested artist on Bale Rig FM. For the last month, this has been the sound of Bale Rig FM.
Hi, Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys here.
And I'm Chris Lowe.
Make sure you listen to nothing at all but Bale Rig FM. It's your station for the North West.
We wouldn't normally do this kind of jingle.
Bale Rig FM, in the morning. Bale Rig FM, in the afternoon.
Thank you very much for keeping us company here on 87.7 Bale Rig FM for the last month. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear Bale Rig FM permanently on FM, you can contact the Radio Authority. For details, phone us now on extension 3902 or 593902 off campus.
Bale Rig FM News.
News of the Qs, 87.7 Bale Rig FM. This is 87.7 Bale Rig FM. The National News was brought to you in association with Kenneth Gardner. 87.7 Bale Rig FM.
Leave your knob attached at 87.7 Bale Rig FM.
This is 87.7 Bale Rig FM. Bale Rig FM, Weather Watch.
Thank you to all the staff at Bale Rig FM who've made the last month exceedingly successful, and thank you very much to you, our listeners. If you're on the campus at Lancaster University, tune in to Bale Rig 963 on medium wave at the start of next term. If you're in town, we will be back very, very shortly. Watch the local press for details of more Bale Rig FM.
Whatever the weather, 24 hours a day, this is Bale Rig FM. In Lancaster, on the M6. In Morecambe, on campus. This is 87.7 Bale Rig FM. Spring into action. Bounce out of bed. Bale Rig FM Breakfast.
This has been the sound of Bale Rig FM. Hello, this is Andy Milburn, current programme controller at Bale Rig FM. I'd like to thank all the presenters here at Bale Rig FM for putting a lot of hard work into their programmes. Simon Smith, Anthony Patamir, James Malcolm, Rob Ashton, Paul Dale, Alistair Doughty, Cameron Patterson, Jack Gavigan, James Paul, Karen Brindley, Andy Healing, Ian Puckey, Mandy Parr, Diane Sciello, James Masterton, Jeremy Millington, Louis Barth, Dan O'Connell, Andy Hoskins, Alison Cook, Alan Wood, Tim Pointer, Jessica Roberts, Stuart Constable, Johnny Greaves, Adam Comiskey, Judith Pinkerton, Chris Rogers, Steve Lee, Nick Holmes, Belinda Holbrook, Rachel Hodson, Becky Wiley, Ian Martin, Rob Rowe, Martin Whittaker, and Andy Mitchell. Thank you very much to all of them for putting a lot of effort into making Bale Rig FM a complete success. Thanks also to Louis Barth, Head of News, and the whole news team for providing us with an up-to-date service here on campus. Also to James Paul, the Head of Music here at Bale Rig FM, for doing an excellent job in making sure that our playlists are up-to-date with current chart material. And thanks to you, our listeners, for making sure that we at Bale Rig FM feel wanted. Thank you for all your requests and dedications, and for making our time on 87.7 really enjoyable. This is my last day as programme controller, and I'd just like to thank all the presenters again for all their hard work, and I just hope that the next time that Bale Rig is on FM, that they're a little bit more cooperative. But until then, Bale Rig will be on 963 medium wave at the beginning of next term. Thank you very much.
In Lancaster, on the M6, in Morecambe, on campus, this is 87.7 Bale Rig FM. Just before we go, we'd like to say a few thank yous. Without all of these people, Bale Rig FM just wouldn't have been possible. First of all, thank you to Bill and all the other file porters, to the Beadle for his permission and applying for the licence for us, the Building Department who helped us to put up the aerial, the Lancaster and Morecambe Guardian, especially Paul Wilkinson, everybody at Radio Wave, especially Andy Mitchell,
Bob the Cleaner, Nigel Thompson at BBC Radio Lancashire, the Radio Authority, the Student Radio Association, everybody at the museum in Market Square, Lancaster. Thank you to Prontoprint for doing all our leaflets, for Ripple Buzzes for the travel news and for putting our posters up on the buzzers, the Empire Nightclub in Morecambe, Good Taste Delicatessence in St Nicholas Arcade, Labyrinth, Lancaster and Morecambe College, the Sports Centre here on campus, Lonsdale Coaches, Shaw Hadwin, Robinson's and Newsagents for our papers every day, World Beers, Furies, Barclays Bank, Off the Beat for their help with the What's On guide, Heller at Scan for all her help and advertisements, and finally, Jesse Green.
You're tuned to Bellrig FM 87.7.
Hello, my name's Paul Dale, and I have been director of Bellrig FM 87.7. My term in the post finishes at midnight tonight. It's been great fun, and a few thank yous go out. Big thank you to Andy Milburn, Programmes Controller. I could not have managed without him. Karen Brindley, she's been fantastic. Jessica Roberts, my girlfriend, she's been just so understanding. You would not believe it. And if anyone else out there has been listening, thanks for listening. And if anyone's helped, thank you. There's far too many people to say go off in a massive big list. But if you've taken part in Bellrig FM 87.7, it's cost us a fortune. We've put an absolute load of effort in, and just one absolute massive thank you. And I hope you will hear us back again in the later part of this year. Thanks very much.
You're tuned to Bellrig FM 87.7.